to the ceiling in debt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. reached the debt limit today. We cannot borrow any more money, but the Treasury Department says it can fund government payments until June.
We're not going to default on the debt. We can prioritize debt. In fact, current law allows for the prioritization of paying your debt payments. We're not going to default.
But Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox Business House Republicans will demand spending cuts in talks to raise the debt limit. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says something has to be done.
$31.4 trillion of public debt right now. And all we're saying is, should we not make sure that we all recognize how we got there, how we prevent from going further?
President Biden wants the limit increased with no strings attached. Republican Congressman Greg Stube is in a Sarasota, Florida hospital after reports he fell off the roof of his home. A state Republican Party official tweeted last night, despite suffering several injuries, Stube's doing well. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany ahead of another $3 billion military aid package expected to be unveiled to help Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion. As the UN's atomic watchdog continues to worry about the war leading to a nuclear accident.
There are going to be teams of experts placed at each of Ukraine's four nuclear power plants. The International Atomic Energy Agency already has a presence at the largest, Zaporizhia. It'll expand that strategy to others, including Chernobyl, the now closed site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in 1986.
Fox's Jonathan Savage saying she has nothing left in the tank. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is resigning after more than 5 years in office.
Because with such a privileged role comes responsibility. The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not.
Ardern became well-known internationally with a response to a massacre in New Zealand and in the COVID pandemic. The Prime Minister in 2018 became just the second world leader to give birth while in office. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Solomon Pena was in court in New Mexico, ordered held without bail in the four shootings he's accused of orchestrating and or taking part in, targeting Democrats, two county commissioners, and two state lawmakers. After Pena, a Republican, refused to concede losing a state House election in November. Also in New Mexico, a big announcement is coming from prosecutors later this morning.
We will learn if the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust will bring any charges. In October 2021, actor Alec Baldwin pointed a pistol thought to be loaded with blanks at Hutchins. It went off, firing a live round that killed Hutchins and wounded the film's director. Baldwin has called the death a tragic accident. Armorers who oversaw prop guns have called it a case of sabotage. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Amid all the concern about the economy falling into recession, falling retail sales, they dropped for a second straight month in December. Those are month-to-month declines. Compared to the year before, it wasn't as merry a Christmas as retailers hoped.
As higher borrowing costs and hot inflation made shoppers cut back on their spending. Holiday sales for the combined November and December period rose 5.3% to over $936 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. That was a slower pace than the 13.5% increase a year earlier and the worst performance since 2019. The numbers do exclude automobile dealers, gas stations, and restaurants and are calculated based on government figures. Holiday retail sales have averaged an increase of nearly 5% over the past 10 years, with pandemic spending accounting for huge gains. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the morning after stocks plunged over consumer spending concerns, futures are down more than 200 100 now for the Dow, which lost 613 points yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.